From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend John Morrow, minister of Omagh Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
I would like to read with you this morning from Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verses 6, 7 and 8. Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I would like to leave a thought with you this morning on the God who does not fail. Sometimes you and I hear people say, you can trust no one these days, or he or she is not dependable. But such can never be said of God. For you can stake your life, yea, you can stake your eternity upon what God has said in His Word. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, Moses is emphasizing the dependability of God to the children of Israel. He said, Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Just before Joshua died, he encouraged the people of his day by reminding them of how faithful God really was. In Joshua chapter 23, in the verse 14, it reads, Behold this day, I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts, and in all your souls, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Now the Bible reminds you and me that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the unchanging, the unfailing God. He declares, I am the Lord, I change not. Now history reveals that the very strongest of men, they had their failings. Adam failed in the Garden of Eden. Noah failed after the flood. Moses, the meekest of men, failed and gave way to anger and wrath, and was denied the privilege of entering the promised land of Canaan. David, who is referred to as the man after God's own heart, he failed, and sadly he finished up breaking God's heart. Peter, after pledging great loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ, failed, and failed in the hour when the Saviour needed him most. However, when we look at God, we can see one who is totally reliable and totally faithful. The constitution of the divine person never varies. There is no alteration in his conduct or actions. Therefore, God can never fail in any capacity. I want to leave with you the testimony of three biblical characters who, in living their lives, found God to be totally faithful in everything that he had promised. There is Moses. He testified that God is faithful to his people. We have referred to the patriarch's final message recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. Moses' last words are comforting. He says of God, he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Now, biblical Christianity is just not a profession to be made. It is a life to be lived. This therefore calls for you and me to be steadfast. And God gives us grace for such. Because God is faithful, he is dependable, he is unfailing. Those who claim him as their personal saviour, they are exhorted to be strong. This word strong, it actually carries the idea of prevailing. As born again Christians, we are to prevail, and we are to persevere in the Christian life. That is not a call for greater self-will, or indeed for self-determination, but to utter dependence on a never-failing God. Moses said, "Fear not, nor be afraid." Now you and I have to confess that at times we are afraid, and we worry about many things relating to our lives. In the present economic downturn, we worry about our finances. We worry at times about our family, and we worry about the future. But the scriptures are emphasizing that there is no real reason for dread, no reason to be terrified, for the Lord is with his people and will not fail them. He said, "For lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Always remember that God is in control. Moses had encountered some very hard and difficult circumstances in his life, yet he proved that God was sufficient for such things. As a child of his, God will never forsake you nor fail you. And there may be trying times ahead, but as the Apostle Paul says, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory." He will never leave, nor will he abandon any of his believing people. In a day when through man's feelings and men's greed, our economy is plunged into crisis, you and I can go forward encouraged in the knowledge that God will not fail us, for God cannot fail. Then we have the testimony of Joshua in regard to God's faithfulness. From his deathbed, he reflects upon the faithfulness of God to him. We read in Joshua 23 and verse 14, "This day I am going the way of all the earth. Not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you." He is assuring us that God consistently fulfills his promises. The substance of his testimony is that you can count on God and what God has said. What God promises, God performs. Joshua says, "All are come to pass. Not one thing has failed." Whatever your lot is just now, the God who did not fail Joshua will not fail you. Just trust him. God completely fulfills his promises. God is faithful. Utterly, completely, entirely faithful. He continually fulfills his word. Always remember that your future is as bright as the promises of God. Billy Bray, the Cornish tin miner, after his conversion to Christ, said, "The promises of God are just as good as ready money any day." And Thomas Brooks, a Puritan preacher, said, "The promises of God will eat their way over all the Alps of opposition." Then there is the testimony of David concerning the faithfulness of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 28 and verse 20, he says, in relation to the building of God's house, "Be strong and of a good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord thy God, even my God, will be with thee. Now David speaks of God in personal terms, my God. He had a personal acquaintance with him. And I trust that you have that personal acquaintance with God, that you know him as your own and personal Saviour. And if you can speak of God as your God, because you have that personal and saving relationship with him, then you don't have to worry about today, nor worry about tomorrow, nor worry about eternity. David the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's the kind of a relationship we need to foster. The building of the temple was such a mammoth task that one would naturally shrink from it. But they were encouraged to do it with the guarantee that God would not fail them. Maybe you feel overwhelmed by the toils and tasks of the day. Yet there is a word of encouragement for you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not. There is a life to be lived for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I need to live our lives in such a way that we will glorify the Lord. The Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." There's also a service to be rendered. May not be the mammoth task that Solomon was facing with the building of the temple. Yet the same promises are given to you. The simple truth is that whatever the assignment in life, you can do it, trusting in the God who does not fail. Someone said, and rightly said, God can do anything but fail. Always remember and be encouraged. God is faithful, and you can trust him. And you can trust him with your soul's salvation. You can trust him today, not only to save you, but to keep you, and one day present you blameless before your Father, which is in heaven.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Morrow, 12 Crevena View, Omagh, BT79OJH. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend John Morrow, 12 Crevena View, Omagh, BT79OJH. You may hear Reverend Morrow preach each Lord's Day at 12 noon and 7:30 p.m. here in Omagh Free Presbyterian Church on the Derry Road. For further information, you may phone us on 028 8224 2299. 028 8224 2299. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.